Before we get into things, I just want to give you guys a little bit of a channel update. Some of you might have noticed that I've been getting a little bit of a later start than usual the past couple of days. I'm having some things that I had to take care of during the mornings this week, so that's going to continue throughout the rest of the week. But next week, we will be back to business as usual, with videos every morning and hopefully two more coming in the afternoons. But let's go ahead and get into it. Greg Popovich is one of the greatest coaches in the history of the NBA. You can't argue against his success. The Spurs dynasty lasted over 20 years. They made the playoffs every year of Tim Duncan's career. 5 NBA titles. Greg Popovich has been in San Antonio since 1996. He's only missed the playoffs 3 times. 11 trips to the conference finals. 6 to the NBA finals with 5 rings. With the resume and the legacy of Greg Popovich, it's easy to understand why he was chosen to lead Team USA in the Olympics. With that being the case, how come then is Team USA such a disaster? Why are they this piss poor? That's what we're going to talk about and explain today. We should have seen this coming. What is the best way to predict the future? You look to the past. In the press conference last night, after Team USA's second straight embarrassing loss, Greg Popovich snapped on Joe Vardon, a reporter for The Athletic. Joe Vardon posed a legitimate question, and within that question, he mentioned America's history of blowing teams out when it comes to basketball on a global stage. Greg Popovich took offense to that statement. He didn't like it. He said Joe Vardon was assuming things that weren't true. He was disrespecting these other great teams that were playing. Blowing out teams in global basketball, it might be a foreign concept to Greg Popovich, but it's what America has done consistently since 1992, when NBA players were first allowed to compete in the Olympics. Pop, he wouldn't even have to go back to 1992 to see America blow out teams globally. Just look at recent years. 2016, average margin of victory, 22.5 points. The World Cup, 2014, 33 points. 2012 Olympics, 32 points. I could give you the stats for the 92 Dream Team, but would there really be a point in doing that? They beat the hell out of everybody they played. The 92 Dream Team was the best basketball team in the history of basketball. You could put that team against angels from heaven, and they would beat them by 25 to 30 points. However, dominating on the global stage is a foreign concept to Greg Popovich. That's what I meant when I said the best way to predict the future was to look at the past. Since 1992, the lowest margins of victory for America came when Greg Popovich was on the coaching staff. 2004, they won by just 4 points a game. 2 years ago in the FIBA World Cup, 13.3 points. Since 1992, Team USA is 54-4 in exhibition games. Greg Popovich, responsible for 3 of those 4 losses, with 2 of them coming just the last week. Speaking of that 2004 Olympics team, Greg Popovich was the assistant coach. Got the job because he was tight with Larry Brown. They were good friends. Larry Brown was the head coach of that team. That 2004 team was stacked. You had a young LeBron James, a young Carmelo Anthony, Stephon Marbury, Tim Duncan, Allen Iverson, Dwayne Wade, Amari Stoudemire. They were loaded. And at the time, the rest of the world hadn't really caught up to America when it came to basketball. The competition level is definitely higher today than it was back in 2004. Yet somehow, the 2004 team only won the bronze medal. It was a massive disappointment and one of the biggest embarrassments to America in the last 30 years when it comes to basketball. Greg Popovich is 9-5 as head coach of Team USA. 9-5. 9-5 would be a decent record in the NBA, but you're coaching the best basketball talent in the world. I know guys like Patty Mills and some other European players compete with their home countries in the Olympics, but dude, you've got Kevin Durant, Dame Lillard, one of the best defenders in the NBA, and Draymond Green. Defense has always been something that the rest of the world lacks in basketball, but If you watch the NBA, you know defense has been lacking in the NBA for years now. The press conference that I mentioned a second ago, where Greg Popovich popped off at a factual statement, that is the behavior of a man who knows that he's in over his head. I don't think Greg Popovich has the solution. When do people lash out like that? When they're not in control. Greg Popovich doesn't have control of this team. That's because in his 25 years in the NBA, Greg Popovich has never dealt with the level of talent and egos that he's having to deal with right now. Just look at the Spurs teams in the Pop era. Look at the types of players that he drafts and recruits. David Robinson, soft-spoken, humble. Tim Duncan, soft-spoken, humble. Tony Parker, same. Ginobili, same. Look what happened with Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi was the first star in San Antonio to buck the system, and he didn't last. Just like in New England with Bill Belichick and the Patriot way, Greg Popovich has the Spurs way in San Antonio. It's a system that's worked for him. But that system, it doesn't work when you're coaching the level of talent that you have with Team USA. You have to treat stars of this magnitude differently. They're not going to respond well to dictatorial control. That's why Greg Popovich has always drafted the types of players that he's drafted. He looked for guys like Tim Duncan, who were going to buy in 100%, and more importantly, who weren't going to rock the boat, who were humble, and who would remain loyal throughout their NBA careers. Team USA is different. Team USA requires a player's coach. That's why Coach K was so successful. Coach K was 75-1 during his 10-year tenure. Pop has already lost more games in 1 week than Coach K lost in 10 years. These hard-line coaches, they don't work out in the Olympics. It's also why Larry Brown didn't work out. You look at the teams in the NBA Larry Brown took to the finals. The Sixers in the early 2000s. They had Allen Iverson and a team of role players. The Pistons, mid-2000s. There wasn't one superstar on that Detroit team. It was a team of role players who bought into Larry Brown's philosophy. It's the same way with Pop in San Antonio. Both coaches, they have to have complete control. More importantly, they have to have the type of players willing to give them complete control. And that ain't happening in the Olympics. Bottom line is, Team USA, they selected the wrong coach when they picked Greg Popovich. I also think age has a little bit to do with it too. I have nothing against older people. I respect my elders. Don't twist my words with what I'm about to say. But let's be real. You are not as sharp in your 70s as you are in your younger years. Hell, the NBA has passed by Pop. I don't think his dictatorial philosophy works in the modern NBA. There's a reason he's missed the playoffs more times in the last 2 years than he did in the previous 23. You can say that the Spurs don't have the players, but why is that? They had them the last 23 years. This is about to be embarrassing for America. You want to know a surefire sign that Team USA is not playing, they're not bought into Greg Popovich? Before they headed overseas, they lost by 19 points to a team of G League players. Not once, but twice. That should tell you all you need to know. All right, what do you guys think of Team USA so far? Was it a mistake for Greg Popovich to be the coach of this team? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.